Welcome to episode 61 of the 3M Fear podcast. In 2005, Kristen Lee and her family were looking for a new home after their old one was destroyed in a flood. Kristen found the Bel Air house, which was perfect for her. She of course knew about the dark history, but she still wanted to live there. Kristen arranged for a showing and fell in love with the place, especially with its view of the Ohio River. Despite all the warnings and rumors, Kristen was determined to make this house her new home. After 2 struggling years, the Lee family could finally settle into their new home and find some peace. But their relief didn't last long. Strange things started happening. At first, they brushed it off, like any other house you would imagine. They thought that it was an old house and that's why it's making so much noise. But soon, footsteps echoed through the house in all hours, even when they were all together and alone. Kristen felt like she was being watched. And then things suddenly started disappearing. Hello and welcome to the 3AM Fear podcast. I'm Nikita Ferrau, mystery and thriller author. On this podcast, I talk about real crimes and real people. Due to the graphic nature of some of this content, listener discretion is advised. You can find the episode show notes on my website 3amfear.com. Let's get started. In the quiet streets of a suburban town called Bel Air, there's a house with a dark past. Now, Bel Air is a village in Belmont County, Ohio, in the United States. This area lies along the Ohio River. Built in 1887 by a rich man named Jacob Hetherington, this two-story Victorian home has become famous for all the wrong reasons. It's said to be haunted by several spirits. But how did the scary story begin? Well, let's start with some history. Bel Air was once known for its glass production in the late 1800s. But today, it's your typical American town. It's even been featured in movies, the most popular of which is The Silence of the Lambs. But on the edge of the town, there stands the old Victorian house, gaining notoriety for its supposed hauntings. The house's story begins with the builder, Jacob, who was a coal tycoon. Interestingly, the house sits near Native American burial caves and was the site of a massacre during the French and Indian War. Over the years, many visitors have reported having this feeling like someone was there watching them. Some claim that this is the most haunted place in the United States or maybe even the world. But regardless of all the scary legends, the house remains with its strong history, attracting people even today to come and visit it. Years ago, the Bel Air house was built on top of an active coal mine. A tragic coal mine explosion took place in 1893. 42 men were killed in the explosion, and it took days to recover their bodies. It is believed that that explosion opened a portal to something sinister. And that's also why this house is said to be a demonic portal to the other side. Jacob was a kind man. He was not one of those greedy bosses or big bosses, you would say. His best friend was a mule named Jack, who helped him in his work every single day. There's a famous old rhyme called, quote, "This is the house that Jack built," end quote. And it's about Jacob and Jack. You see, Jack helped Jacob build this big mansion and grow his coal business. Now the story that I'm going to tell you, that is the history of the Bel Air House, it's taken from its official page. I'll link the page in the description, and there is a lot more in that page that you can read. I just took the most important facts from there, but there is a lot more that you can read. Now one more thing to note is that the history of the Bel Air House, the haunting of the Bel Air House, has been all written by the current owner of the house. So whatever I'm going to narrate today came from the website, so take all of this information with a grain of salt. One day, while Jacob was working in the mines, he met a lovely woman named Eliza Armstrong. It was a special day because Eliza saw a shooting star fall from the sky. That was the same day Jacob's parents had to leave him in Bel Air to work in the mines for a man named Captain Fink. Jacob started small, renting a coal bank from Captain Fink. But soon enough, he bought 8 acres of land from him and his business started to grow. Eventually, Jacob married Eliza and together they made a wonderful life filled with love and success. But something happened on the day of the shooting star. When Eliza saw it, she got curious and went searching for it. She walked to Davis Farm, which was located nearby, and asked if anyone had seen the fallen star. Mrs. Davis warned her that seeing a shooting star was a bad sign and told her to pray to the gods. Undiscouraged, Eliza walked for miles until she reached the spot where she thought the star had fallen. And there, by the banks of the Ohio River, she met Jacob, her future husband. Now, Mrs. Davis had also warned Eliza, telling her to fall on her knees and beg for forgiveness because this was a bad sign, which meant meeting Jacob was a bad sign. Now, by that time, Jacob had bought a lot of land, 61.5 acres from Paxton and Wheeling, and another 14.5 acres from Captain Fink. He had become a big shot in the coal mining business, buying up more land over the years. He paid off all his debts, owned 667 acres of farmland and coal mines, and 110 acres of woodland. He was even one of the biggest taxpayers in Belmont County. Jacob is also the founder and the first owner of Bel Air House. Now, as I talk about Jacob and his family, please know that different sources have different information. So this information that I'm going to tell you, once again, came from the main website. Jacob's son, Alex, took over the family coal mining business with the help from his daughter, Liddy. But things took a dark turn when Alex began experiencing strange things, hearing and seeing things that weren't there, and he even started having seizures. He started talking about demons trying to harm him. Back then, epilepsy was mostly connected with curses. Anyone who had seizures, people thought that the devil was inside them. And same thing happened with him. People thought that he was cursed because of the coal mine accident. Remember the many people who died in that accident. They thought that maybe because of that, he was now being cursed. Eventually, Alex was declared unfit to run this business and he was sent to a mental hospital. After his confinement, his sister took charge of the coal company. Tragically, even she didn't survive long. She was doing a séance at the Bel Air House. Her brother Edwin, who had served in the military, was devastated by her loss. He moved into the Bel Air House to feel closer to her after she died. he tried to communicate with her. Now, he was all into occult and the study of the afterlife, and his fascination made him want to communicate with her. As he tried harder and harder, it is said that actually some people believe that he tried to communicate with his dead sister so much that he somehow managed to open a portal within the house that took him to the afterlife. And it is said that that portal is still open, and that's why it is believed that the house is cursed, because the portal is still open. There is also another story. It is said that Edwin and his sister had many servants, and one of those servants was Mary. It is believed that Mary had a child while she was inside the Bel Air house, and this child was born with some special blood. Tragically, it is said that the child was lured into the attic window and fell to their death. Now let's go to Kristen Lee, the current owner of the Bel Air house. Note that Kristen Lee is not just any owner. She's a paranormal expert, researcher, and psychic medium, and she is well known for her understanding of the spiritual realm. In 2005, Kristen Lee and her family were looking for a new home after their old one was destroyed in a flood. Kristen found the Bel Air house, which was perfect for her. She of course knew about the dark history, but she still wanted to live there. Kristen arranged for a showing and fell in love with the place, especially with its view of the Ohio River. Despite all the warnings and rumors, Kristen was determined to make this house her new home. As Kristen explored the Bel Air house, she was amazed by its beautiful interior, marble and cherry wood everywhere. It felt like a dream come true. And note that the house is very beautiful. It's just that it comes with a dark history. The house was not only perfect for her, but it also came with a large fenced backyard for their dog Bella and the boys to play in. Impulsively, Kristen made an offer on the house, and it got accepted quickly. After 2 struggling years, the Lee family could finally settle into their new home and find some peace. But their relief didn't last long. Strange things started happening. At first, they brushed it off like any other house you would imagine. They thought that it was an old house and that's why it's making so much noise. But soon, footsteps echoed through the house in all hours, even when they were all together and alone. Kristen felt like she was being watched. And then things suddenly started disappearing. Nicholas, Kristen's 12-year-old son, experienced something even more terrifying. He felt a presence in his room, watching him. He started getting nightmares, and one stormy night, he woke up to see a shadowy figure in his room, shaking uncontrollably. Terrified, he ran from his room. The Lee family soon realized that their new home held dark secrets, and they were trapped in a nightmare that they couldn't escape. Nicholas was terrified of this figure in his room. He woke up his mother and refused to sleep there anymore. So Kristen sent him to stay with his grandmother, hoping that this could calm his fears. Now, about the whole paranormal thing, Kristen's paranormal background came much later on. In the beginning, she had a background in psychology, and she thought that whatever Nicholas was experiencing was mostly because of stress and fatigue. She thought that he was just tired, he was overstressed, and there was a lot going on in his life. I mean, they just moved to a new house. So she thought that this whole terrifying encounter was a dream. During a winter night, the Lee family, still struggling financially, slept in the basement near the fireplace. Kristen, Lane, their other child, and their father dozed off on the couch. Suddenly, Kristen woke up, feeling the cushion next to her being pressed down. When she looked up, she saw a translucent figure of a man with dark, sunken eyes staring at her. Despite her questions, the figure remained silent before vanishing into thin air. Now, I'm quite shocked. Why didn't she scream? Why was she just staring at the figure? There are a lot of questions like this. Wait till the end of the episode and we'll talk about it. Kristen's first rational explanation was that she was just having a bad dream. This was a new house and she was just imagining stuff. As Kristen tried to comprehend her encounter, Bella, the family dog, started barking and running around the room. Kristen noticed that her breath was in the air. Even though it was not that cold, they were right next to the fireplace. Suddenly, she saw this figure materialize again and then disappear into the wall. Feeling frightened and alone, Kristen woke her husband up and told him everything that had happened. But he said that maybe she was just tired, it's nothing. Kristen began to doubt her sanity, wondering if this was stress and nothing else. But after so many things that happened, Kristen was somewhere convinced that her house was haunted. She wanted to sell it, move her family to a rented home nearby. But unfortunately, as much as Kristen had initially loved the house and wanted to buy it immediately, no one else wanted to buy this house. They struggled for months on end, but no one wanted to buy this house. Unfortunately, they had to go to their second option, rent out the property. Although a few people agreed to rent out the place, no one stayed in that house for long. Whoever came to stay in this house, they said the same thing. They could feel that someone was there, they could hear all these noises, and they just couldn't stay there. Unfortunately, this was also a dead end. But finally, realizing that no one wanted to buy or rent out her place for families, Kristen came up with a unique solution. She thought, why not just turn this place into an afterlife research property? And that was the best thing that could happen to her. Groups from all over would come to study the house's mystery. There were teams of nurses from upstate New York who specialized in paranormal research along with their medical careers. Hearing about the Bel Air house, the two nurses were excited to find out whether the house was actually haunted. When they arrived, they were immediately struck by the creepy atmosphere. The house was in a state of decay. The fence around the backyard was mostly destroyed, and the exterior was almost rotting. I'm sure that Kristen and her family didn't stay in that house for too long, which is why the house was just dying. Despite the first impression, they entered the house and were initially welcomed by their cherry wood interior. But as night came, they set up the equipment and waited. They could hear footsteps, furniture moving, and felt as if they were watched. Strange lights and full-blown apparitions appeared, especially in the basement. As their anxiety grew, they could hear a loud crashing noise above them, like a bookshelf was being thrown across the room. Terrified, they fled the house and left all their equipment behind. When Kristen heard about what happened, she wasn't surprised. She knew the house was haunted. Over the years, many other teams of investigators would come. Everyone would come, would stay overnight at the house, and people have had different experiences. Some have been scratched, some were pushed downstairs, or even thrown across the room. One local team in Ohio had a particularly terrifying experience. As they were investigating in the attic one night, they saw a mist forming and thousands of black snake-like creatures slithering around them. These creatures then formed into a dark figure with many eyes, causing them to flee in terror. Kristen basically was making a lot of money by renting this place out to people who wanted to experience fear firsthand, or those who wanted to research and find out whether the place was actually haunted. Now, the most terrifying case ever of the Bel Air House was when two paranormal investigators, Nick Groff and Katrina Weidman, who spent 72 hours locked inside the building in Season 2, Episode 7 of The Paranormal Lockdown, experienced terrifying activity. These stories led many people to believe that the house was actually haunted and that somehow there must have been a portal open, and that's what was leading many different types of entities to come. It was not just one haunting or one type of haunting. One entity believed to haunt the house was Emily Davis, a child who drowned in the nearby Ohio River. Her room, where Kristen's son Nicholas once stayed, is the center of paranormal activity, with some believing that Emily is not a child, but the demon. Many investigators tried to find out, but the question of whether the house is actually haunted or not remains unanswered. Now let's come to the exciting part. Is the house actually haunted or not? To be honest, I myself am not sure. There is not a lot of information out there. I tried to research, but what I got mostly, I have linked all my sources, including two other YouTubers who have covered this case. But to be honest, whatever hauntings we know about the Bel Air House came from Kristen. And because Kristen is currently the owner of the house, she is also the person who is making a lot of, I don't want to point this out, but please note that Kristen is currently the owner of the house. She is also someone who is making money out of renting this house to people who want to experience or find out or check out if there are ghosts present there. One of the reasons why people are skeptical about the house's haunting is because Kristen has been a part of a lot of films, independent movies, documentaries. By that, I don't mean that she has acted in them. She has been in some, like BuzzFeed Unsolved, all surrounding the house's haunting. So she basically made a lot of money with this haunted house of hers. Now, once again, I'm not sure if the house is actually haunted, but I'm just telling you, we have to see from both sides. We did that with Ed and Lorraine Warren cases, where we found out that Ed and Lorraine Warren were making a lot of money and were also telling writers to write information which may or may not be right, while the families were actually suffering, were not making anything. You can actually visit the Bel Air House. In TripAdvisor, it is said that you can have a proper visit to a Bel Air house, which could go anywhere between 2 to 3 hours. I will read what's written about the Bel Air house on TripAdvisor. Haunted has a new address. The Bel Air house is definitely one of a kind location. With its curses, violent apparitions, and portals, is Ohio's Bel Air house the most haunted home in the world? Ohio residents live in fear of creepy abandoned building as owner flees after apparition pins her to the floor and throws her dog against the wall. Come investigate it with us. It has 22 reviews, 4.5 stars. I mean, it is doing really well. So great for Kristen. The reviews are all really good. People have said that they have had good experiences. Kristen was an absolute sweetheart. She has shown people the house, she has given them a good tour of the house, she has told them about the history of the house. I just want you to know, this all is coming from the same person who believed that her house is so haunted that she had to rush out of the house, try to sell it, try to rent it, just get rid of it, and is now showing the house as an attraction. I would like to know from you, do you think the Bel Air house is actually haunted? I'll put a poll on this episode, and I would really like to know from you, do you think the Bel Air house is actually haunted? A big thank you to all my fellow listeners who have been listening and supporting this episode. Your reviews, your listens mean a lot. If you love this episode, if you love the stories that I put out, then please do leave a rating on whichever podcasting platform you're listening from. It would really mean the world to me. Other than this, I also have a YouTube and an Instagram page. I'll link it in the description. Do check it out. I have different stories on Instagram and I'm planning to put out some short horror stories on YouTube. So do subscribe to my YouTube channel and stay tuned. I am also an author, love fiction stories. If you want to check out my free fiction book, I'll link it in the description. I'll also link my other account in the description where I talk about fiction writing, travel, and I also will soon start sharing fiction stories. So stay tuned. So do follow me there. Thank you so much for everything. That's all for this week. Stay kind, stay safe, and see you next week.